Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? You already know what the fuck this is. PFA Radio. We back. Another interview segment, man. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre 311. What's good, man?
Man, what's good, my nigga? You know what it is, man. What's poppin', B?
Yes, sir. Ain't shit, man. Ain't shit. So, want to update everybody today about what's going on. I just saw it not too long ago. Hitman Holla is apparently locked up right now.
Nah, so, say it ain't so.
Yes, sir. He is apparently locked up. They released a mugshot of him. So it is true he is in custody right now.
The fuck did Gerald do?
I don't know, man. You know, I was hearing that there was like a warrant out or something like that before, but I'm not sure the details as to what happened. But from what I'm hearing, man, he's in custody right now. So,
good Lord.
You know, I hope it's not too serious that he'll be out soon. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
But I cannot happen. So, you know what I'm saying? Prayers and everything to the. To the Fulton family, Hitman, everybody over there, man, especially in battle rap and all that. Now let's get to this. Dre had the Rookie vs. Vets event happen.
It's
done. Now, what were you seeing? You know, first of all, I want to say I heard. Now, we usually don't speak anymore until these battles are shown. You know,
right.
We've made the mistake before of trusting the fans and everyone in the building. But we're hearing that it was a good event, right?
Yo, I heard it's a good event, though. Tumble, I heard that shit was live. You know what's funny, though? When I was reading this shit on Saturday, I didn't really see too many people saying anything bad about the battles itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Usually when you see battles, niggas would be like, oh, this battle was whack. I mean, like you said, we got to wait for the footage to come out, obviously. But I haven't heard... It was a bad battle. I haven't, you know what I mean? So, I mean, the only vet that it sounded like to me that actually took a clear loss was Shotgun Shoot.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like any of the vets really caught the L or it's debatable. You know, like I heard Brisbane Verb is debatable. I heard Clips and Top can go either way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the only clear one that I've seen was Suge, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Being Saga and shit. So, yo, it seemed like it was a good event, though. And like I said to you the other day, not saying the vets had pressure on them, but they kind of did because I think this forced the vets to be like, yo, man, we're going to let these little niggas know what time it is and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not putting up with the fuckery and shit. We'll get these niggas swoop the fuck up out of here and shit. So, you know, it forced niggas to really take this shit seriously and shit. You know what I mean? So, yo, I'm glad. I hope they, you know, I heard it's a Rookie vs. Vets Part 2.
Yep. Yep, Smack was up here saying that there was this was just the part one, the volume one.
Right.
So who knows what the next one's going to be, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. It could be dope. But now, next event now is No 5 coming up. Now, I've heard some battles, and now you know more of them than I do. So I want you to name them off what you've heard is going down for No 5.
Well, first, we are Jazz and Official. Official should be calling up anytime soon. Jazz and Official. Seemed like, and we had Shine on last week. Shine and Verb. Sound like your boy Tay Rock and Sue Surf. And I know you that hit me earlier told me DNA and Sirius Jones is battling.
Yep.
And DNA was calling him out. I heard that at the Rookie Vets card. DNA been calling out Sirius Jones for a hot minute, though, to be fair, though.
It has been a while,
You know what I mean? I don't...
Yeah.
Listen, I know Sirius Jones is your boy, man. I don't be understanding why niggas be wanting to... Bruh, I have not liked the Sirius Jones battle since he been back. Yeah, I think I gave him the battle over Clips. I edged it to him over Clips.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, though, fam, I ain't really think the battle was all that fucking crazy and shit. I damn sure didn't like the Head Ice battle and shit at all. That was fucking terrible. And who the fuck did he battle in Cali and shit? Damn, it's not hitting me right now. He battled somebody in Cali. Was it? Hell, who did he battle in Cali, son?
talking about DNA?
No, Sirius Jones.
Oh, Jones. Yeah,
on
the yeah.
Cassidy card. He's not hitting me
Daylight.
Right now. He battles.
Daylight.
Okay. Yeah. Cool got that to me, so. Whatever. Sony bad match. I ain't really too going crazy over the DNA and Sirius Jones. But I would say this,
yeah.
though. I'm definitely picking DNA to beat Sirius Jones. That ain't even no fucking question about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dead ass. So, you know.
I know.
Shit, though. So.
We'll see.
What Maddie looking forward to, though?
Of course, Hollow Clips, man, to be honest with you. That one. But you know what?
I know what I'm saying.
You know what? Rock and Surf, though, bro. Rock and Surf.
Yeah, that could be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Niggas on the A-game, that's
crazy.
Actually going to be
yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we know Rock is going to bring it, though.
Huh?
Rock's coming ready.
Oh, you already know that. Shit. You already know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Rock...
He ain't coming to play with nobody, though, son. That's one thing about Tay-Rock, man. Dude gonna come to show up. Minus the fucking the nanny shit, the bullshit he put on us, the nanny shit. But son gonna come to battle. And I think Surf, no, I can't take this motherfucker lightly. Even though I think Surf is gonna take anybody lightly and shit, though, but I think Surf, no, like, yo. I think Surf wanna be the one to try to put that L under Tay-Rock's column and shit, because listen, I might have edged the battle to Charlie Clips over Tay-Rock, but there's a large contingent of people who did feel that Tay-Rock won that shit, so that shit is debatable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should go either way and shit, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
So,
I think that's honestly the one that I'm really looking forward to, though. Of course, Hollow Clips, but
Hollow Clips, definitely. That didn't even go in a fucking question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Surf is about to be crazy, bro.
My nigga, come on, man. A lot of people probably picked that as battle of the night. I wouldn't be surprised.
Of course, yeah. I think, like you said, A-game for both of them? Come on. This could get crazy, man. Now, I wanted to update you and about what happened with Daylight at this Don't Flop event.
Oh, God. Please explain to me what happened with Daylight, man.
All right, so Don't Flop had a Philly card where Daylight and Roan were going to battle, right? So they were the main event, Daylight versus Roan. And I guess Daylight gets there, Roan gets there on the stage, and Daylight just walks off, does not battle Roan, walks right off stage. Right off. Walked completely out of the event.
What the fuck is that about?
He said, he, you know what, before the event, he said, look, anybody that's coming to see me versus Roan, stay at home.
I can't condone that shit, man. I'm sorry, bro. I just can't condone Daylight beyond that. That's what I be talking about, man. Daylight, he's a funny dude, man. So, this is what, see, Timbo, this is the bullshit Roan was talking about when he battled, DNA, when he was fucking saying niggas ducking him and all this, it's just, I ain't feeling that shit, bro. I don't feel when niggas don't battle niggas and don't be on the A-game, and I don't feel when niggas be having niggas travel somewhere and they standing there with their thumb in their fucking mouth waiting for the nigga to come battle and shit. You can't find this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, what is that about?
Yeah.
Was he went on stage, then walked off?
Yeah. Was on stage and then walked off.
That
was it.
Oh boy, his motherfucker Quill.
Day was on Twitter saying that Ur left him at the airport and ditched him to go watch the rookie and vet event.
That ain't got nothing to do with Roan, though. That ain't got shit. No disrespect. That ain't got shit to do with Roan. I understand you might catch feelings about that day. But what the fuck? That got to do with Roan, though? The nigga's supposed to battle.
And that. Yo, listen to what he said. This dude went on stage. He said, thank you for the deposit. And he dipped out.
Wow, cool. It's like that, bro. Man.
Damn.
Thank you for the deposit. Hey. So blatantly, you just saying, and they, like, you know what's funny about them saying, making that comment? Is he usually doesn't make those kind of comments like about money and stuff. They like about it anyway, but just to hear him say that though, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That shit is tight whack, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That shit crazy, bro.
That is fucked up. That's mad fucked up.
Let's keep all they live. Let me call official and see what the fuck is going on. Hold on, alright?
Alright, let's get it.
Hold on. It's crazy.
Alright.
My bad, son. It's an hour
right
behind.
No, we got the guest calling up right now. We're about to bring her on. It's a pleasure for us at PSA Radio to welcome official. What's good?
What up?
Nolan's in the building. What's goody?
What's good? What's poppin' with y'all?
You already, man. Let's get into this shit, man. You ready for jazz or what, though?
Yeah, of course.
But hold on, O. You say that, yeah, of course. Well, let's look at the history right quick. She battled Shayna Ashley choked. She battled Hustle, Twitter did some funny style shit with the editing. She battled QB didn't even do her hair. She had on a fucking Stonewall shirt on with peach pants and Timberlands on. She battled 40 bars. 40 was wearing a princess crown. We don't know what the fuck 40 was doing, so I gotta say this to you. I fucked with you more than Jazz, but man, for sure, I don't know, man. That shit gonna be hard to just, I don't know. You let me know, am I right or wrong on this shit?
Like, I just feel like Jazz, other opponents got people sleeping on me. I'm not like any of Jazz, other opponents. Like, 40 dropped the ball, but 40 had three battles. 40 wouldn't have came like that if 40 would have just took her. 40 wouldn't have choked if 40 would have just took her. She had three battles. I expected 40 to choke. She never took battles back to back in her life. I expected her. Her versus Hustle was debatable. That was a debatable battle. That was the worst dad I've ever seen. Now, that was a battle. Then,
I actually had Hustle winning that battle. I'm going to keep it funky. Edging it, though. Edging it.
Right, but QB never was far happy to even think that QB was going to be that. And all these battles was years ago. Like, I'm not like looking up to every battle I show up. Even if you don't get the best official, you still get an official that's going to show up regardless. I don't come choking. I didn't took three battles in a week. Two on the second day, and I choked, and one of the battles was the best female battle ever in history. Like, this is what I do.
I'm
sorry.
No, we're saying you and C3 was a classic.
Right. So, yep. I do this. I'm used to this. Like, the choking shit, that's the least of my worries. I'm not even worried about choking. That's the last thing I'm worried about, because that's not what I do. That's not my MO. I prepare for my battles, and I have nobody but Jazz. I didn't take nobody but Jazz, and I have 5 months to write. Like, if anybody should be scared, it should be Jazz. Fans. Forget they gave me this long to write for her.
Do you think Jazz is overrated, official?
Yes. Oh, Timbo.
What? I had to ask. A lot of people say
I feel you. I went for the answer, official. You're my brother. I want to hear this.
I think so.
You think so?
Jazz is popular.
Right.
That took that takes Jazz a long way because she's so popular. Jazz is dope, but Jazz can be beat. Y'all, it's really at a point where people don't think Jazz can be beat, and that is crazy to me. Because I feel like I would beat the shit out of Jazz. I don't understand how people feel like this girl can't be beat. I don't understand this.
I don't know. Timbo, you feel me on this? We live in a battle rap world where...
I understand when they be like, yo, Jazz is undefeated. She only has 6 battles over 4 years, my nigga. It's not hard to do that. I have 15 battles over the last 2 years.
Damn.
If I had only 6 battles and I battle once a year, you don't think I kill every single one of my opponents? Let's be real.
Damn.
Yeah, I agree. Here's the thing with Jazz, though. You know, she has the norms and the smack and the URL and the this
co-sign,
and that.
Yep.
Does she get that special treatment, though? Is it like, all right, we're going to specially prepare these to make sure, and, you know, you're not going to lose these battles? Is it kind of like that?
I'm not. What you say at the end?
Is it kind of like they... Since she has that backing and she has that, you know, that part that she has, do they kind of specially prepare those? And, you know, is it like she's so intricate in what she picks that she makes sure she's not going to lose?
Well, I mean, I'm sure she does that. That's how she moves. She moves strategically. Jazz is a very smart person. She moves. Ooh, though, that's why we doing this smaller setting. Like, all this, I know Jazz is trying to do this to help her out, but I don't care. It don't matter. It honestly don't matter to me. Jazz is done. Y'all don't understand how the difference with this battle is I've never been this motivated for a battle, to battle anybody.
Yeah.
Not even C3?
Not as much as I was. You gotta realize Jazz is really like the number one chick. See, when I battled C3, it was like, yo, you battling C3. People was like, oh, official's gonna be C3. Official's gonna be C3. It's different now. It's always Jazz is over me. Like, Jazz is, if I'm in somebody's top 5, I'm gonna be number 2, and Jazz gonna be number 1. Like, you don't think that's that shit? I'm tired of saying that shit. Like, it's time for it to go down. It's time for it to end. She done had her time. It's my time. That's how I feel about it.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it real. I've always gone against Jazz in every battle, and I've been wrong. I'll be real.
I understand.
I thought QB was gonna beat her, and 40 to me, like, I don't mean to go back to the 40 battle, but those 3 rounds against 40 Bars, I ain't gonna lie to you, official. Those were some body bag rounds and shit. All three rounds. I had to keep it official. No pun intended. if you beat her, are you top dog now? If you beat her, and vice versa, if she beat you.
I feel like when I beat her, I'm number one. Undeniably, shouldn't be no debate. Like, I beat Jazz. Jazz is this bitch. Jazz is so popular that she's supposed to be the best female in battle rap. All of this. I was just a rookie a year ago. Who the Queen of Ring? Like, I suppose after I beat Jazz, I'm number one. If Jazz beat me, Jazz is number one to me. Nobody could beat Jazz. If I ain't going to beat Jazz, nobody could beat Jazz. If anybody could beat Jazz, me.
I would say this, though, Official and Timbo. There's one person after you I want to see Jazz battle. If she does beat you, if she does, I do want to see her and Saint Chan Ashley have a rematch, though.
That's not going to happen, though. So.
I'm pretty sure I won't. But Official, I got to keep it real with you, though. You in my top three. I got to keep it real with you. Jazz is not in my top three. Timbo would tell you that. She's not.
Yep. We've all... The thing is, Official, we've all thought that it was a little bit, you know, overrated, and Jazz was really pushed on everybody. Everywhere you turn, you know, it's Jazz this, Jazz that. So, you know, it kind of turns you off to something when it's just shoved at you so much. Like Jazz, completely. So, I think that's it. I do have you winning this battle, though, 2-1. I'm not going to lie. I got you beating Jazz 2-1, so...
Official,
I think this would be great.
I gotta keep it real with you. I might want you to be Jazz, but I gotta see it though, sister, man. And I'm 0-3, 0-4 against this girl. I gotta put the pressure on you. I got Jazz 2-1.
Damn.
I want you to prove me wrong, Official. I want you the shit you saying that you gotta get up out of here, sister. I gotta see this. I gotta see this.
Okay.
So basically, you ready then, you saying?
Of course.
Damn.
I'm ready for Jazz, man. When I'm battling on two rounds, like, it's so much more I'm getting from just, I'm not just battling Jazz, I'm battling her on a whole nother platform, like.
Yeah,
this is definitely about to be Official at her best.
I mean,
is this
the
a small
room setting? You cannot... Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Is it a small room setting, Timbo? Or an Official?
I'm trying to do it with Tay Rock versus Clips Part 2 went down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do it. Like, she didn't want to do it on a big gnome stage, which everybody is trying to kill us because of that. Like, oh, Jazz, you should have did it on a gnome stage. Official, you should have made that. Make you do it on a smaller setting. You deserve to be on a big stage. And all this bullshit about this small setting, big stage stuff.
Would you have wanted it on the big stage? Or no?
I look at it this way. This is how I feel about the big stage, small stage setting. I would have loved to be on that stage, like on the same stage with Clips, Hollow. Like, come on, that's dope. Any female would love to be on there. But I'm also looking at it from this point of view. I've never battled in front of a crowd that big.
Yeah.
Ever in my life. I've never battled in front of a crowd that big. I battled in front of a big crowd when I battled Couture, and I wasn't easy. I didn't really too much like the crowd. The crowd was really fucking with me a lot through the battle. Like, I would have to stop because the crowd would be louder, and on footage it would be like, yo, Official, why you stopping? Like, go keep going. I'm like, damn, y'all can't hit a crowd. Like, I was actually hitting the crowd there. Like, I really didn't too much. And I know me, I'm more comfortable in a smaller. I'll be comfortable in that setting because that crowd should be a normal Queen of the Ring size crowd. So I'm looking at it from that way. Like, when you're doing it for the stage, you got to please everybody. It's entertainment. And I feel like I would have had that. But I felt like Jazz had that advantage with that because she already knew and experienced it before.
That's true.
So I'm afraid I'll kill Jazz in a smaller setting. I don't fuck that. Jazz putting me in a smaller setting, she don't know how bad that is on her. I feel like it's actually worse on on there. I feel like she should have done it on the big stage. If she wanted to do anything, she should have did it there. Her bringing it on a smaller set has just fucked herself up. That's why I was like, oh, of course, come on, Jazz, let's do it. Everybody like, yo, you made her, she made you do it. No, nigga, I'm ready for that. I want to do the smaller set. Of course I want to be on the big stage. Hey, after I kill Jazz, that's madness coming up, like, they can get me to be on other shit. If it happens, it happens. But it's still going to drop on URL.
Yeah.
It's going to be about Jazz and Official that day. That day is going to be about us. It's not going to be surrounding no male battlers. It's going to be about us. It's our event.
Yeah.
Yo, Timbo.
I'd rather see this.
If you hit,
I'm not... Go ahead.
Nah, Tim, you hear an official's voice, though. She sounds hungry
she's
to
ready,
me.
Man.
She sounds like it's personal.
Ready,
is this personal?
It
though?
Is personal, yo. It is personal.
Yeah,
it is
like,
personal.
It's not really personal with Jazz, because me and Jazz is cool. Like, I fuck with Jazz. Me and Jazz will actually be arguing on the post and be texting. It'd be so funny. Mm. Like, it's not really that personal with Jazz. It's really more personal to, like, this is my spot.
Yeah.
This is where I belong, like, I could beat her, like, it's no debate, and this is over with. That's how I'm looking at it, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you telling me that, oh, Jazz is going to wash your official, that's fucking ridiculous. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That ain't happening.
Jazz thing got shit to do with it. It's just what the fans think it was being said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'd rather see this shit in a small room, to be honest with you. Than a big stage. Like you said, Official, she's battled on that big stage. I would rather see this one in a small room, though, to be honest with you. So I'm glad this is going to be in a smaller setting. Now, what do you think about that Gnome 5? Keep it on the URL topic. So battles that you've seen, heard lined up, what do you think about it so far?
Oh, I'm so excited about Hollow versus Clips because Clips really number one to me right now, and Hollow is one of my faves. So, like, I have to go with Hollow because that's my fave. But I don't know. That would be dope. And who else is that? Surf and who?
Surf and Rock. Surf versus Rock is confirmed.
Rock might fuck Surf up in the building.
In the building?
I watch Rock beat the shit out of DNA in the building. I mean, horribly.
In the building, yeah.
What the damn? And that shit came out on camera, and I'm leaning towards DNA 2-1. I'm like, what the fuck? How was that? Why is this guy that missing in the building that's hard to beat?
Now, K-Shine versus Verb, also.
Verb will fuck K-Shine up.
Damn. Like that.
Now, hold on. When you say fuck up, are you saying 2-1 or 3-0, though?
I think Virgo 3-0 is going to shine. Yeah, I
think
Virgo's
putting up 30.
Y'all remember that fucking interview they had in a Total Slaughterhouse that was on YouTube?
Yeah.
And they
Yeah.
Where
they were getting at it.
So, Verb
was low-key roasting him, though. Verb did already up 1-0. Verb's up 1-0 already.
He won already.
Oh, Sean.
That's my dude, but
after that shit. DNA versus Sirius Jones, Official. What do you think about that one?
Oh, Sirius Jones.
Huh?
I got Sirius Jones.
Damn, that was killing DNA.
You know, DNA be, I don't know. DNA dope. DNA just don't clearly win to me.
I can see that.
And I've seen Jones versus Daylight. When I seen that in person, that was dope. I fuck with Jones. I fuck with Sirius Jones. And he a legend. Like, he one of the first niggas on Smack. I fuck with Jones. I give it to him 2-1.
Better than me, sister. You better than me. I keep it real.
That's
and Official, right? Real quick.
Daylight, y'all didn't fuck with that?
Say it again?
Huh?
Y'all didn't see Sirius Jones versus Daylight? Y'all didn't like that?
Not really. Not really. I damn sure did not like Head Ice and Sirius Jones. They look like just Jones is getting stunned by Head Ice and shit. I couldn't understand that for the sake of me.
I think Sirius will show up, so I'm going to put him on now.
Official, real quick, though, what's going on with Queen of the Ring, though, man? It seemed like after that big card y'all had, what's going on? It's like, where's the Queen of the Ring battles? Y'all had the momentum going so hard. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
They're trying to look for the new card. They got 40 Boys versus Shane Ashley, C versus Bonnie Godiva.
Yeah, bye-bye, Bonnie. Okay.
Dale Collector versus Don Lady.
Bill Collector against Don Lady?
Yeah.
Yo, true story, though, Official and Timbo, true story, though. Yo, Don Lady blocked me on Twitter because I said she got 3-0 by QB and she got mad at me and blocked me, but that's just a whole different story, though, bro. Whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she got tight of me.
Yeah, they go from the out. Then after that, they go to NHB, too, so, like, they coming with it. They just were trying to test card. They were just trying to give the new girls a shot.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Official, we appreciate you coming up here, man. We're going to, yo, after the Jazz battle, we want you back here. If you're wrong, I will come on here and say I was wrong. I'm just going with Jazz. The only reason I'm going with Jazz, because I just feel she put a spell on y'all females, man, when she battled y'all. I don't know what be going on.
They think she
know what be going on.
They think she know voodoo.
That
don't matter, though, because I'm from the ball in, so I know that shit, too. So we can do this.
That's what it is.
Here we
but
go.
Shout out to you, old man. We definitely ride with you, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Good luck,
no problem.
Jazz Official.
All right, thank you.
You're ready.
Yo, shout out to Official.
Yeah.
Young battling Jazz coming up. Man, I think it's going to be a good JIM class. It's in the small set.
Yo, that's going to be a good-ass battle, son.
Yeah.
That ass going to be a good-ass battle and shit. And for the niggas out there saying Jazz on a wash Official, like, that's just blasphemy. And other way around, Timbo, I don't think Official going to wash Jazz either. I don't think no one's going to get
washed.
I
don't think so,
like,
either, Dre.
You know what I mean? That's a reach and shit. That's a dot reach. I don't know.
That's a dot reach.
It's a dot
reach.
Think,
I don't think that's going to happen either, bro. I do not think that's going to happen either.
Who do you think is going to win? Honestly, who do you think is going to win, though, bro?
I think Official is going to take it, man. I do.
Timbo, man, I
really
want to say that, bro. I want to say that shit, man. Maybe I just go with Jazz and Official win. Every time I pick her to lose, son, she ends up
in some
crazy
shit. I know.
I thought 40
Damn,
Ball was going to watch Jazz.
How adamant were we that she was going to lose to 40, bro?
40?
How
we was
fucking
adamant. Man, I was damn near like, I don't do all my chips in there. If I was in Vegas, I don't do all my chips on 40, like, bang. Handle your business against Jazz. I know you're going to watch her and shit. And
oh,
I was dead-ass wrong with a body bag. She kind of, you know, my man.
Awful.
She had one of the body bags of the year last year.
She did, bro. She did.
But I think Jazz knows she can't play with Official, though. Like, Official's a different monster, though.
Yeah.
Man, 40,
no,
let's be real, man. I think 40 battles Jazz again. The outcome won't happen. It won't be that bad. Even if Jazz won, it won't be that bad. A focus 40, where she got time to prepare and just focus on one person, I don't think it'd be like that again. You know what I mean?
You don't think so?
Nah. Even if Jazz beat her a second time in battle, I don't think Jazz will. It'll be that bad. It won't be no 30, like
it's
a, fucking
30.
That's
yeah,
what 60.
What
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I
see what you're saying. Well, we gotta wait and see. Yo, salute to Official for coming on. You know, battling Jazz coming up, man. Salute everybody that's listening. It's just gonna get chopped and put out. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. The PSA boys, we back. So we dropping shit. Y'all
already
know what the fuck it is. My brother, partner in crime, Dre. Can we let him in? Take us out, my G.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all see the Kendrick up there doing his numbers. Shine up there doing numbers. Smurr, doing his numbers, man. We back, yo. Holla at your boy, man.
We out.